It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's December 16th and 17th, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on December 16th, that's at 9:05, and December 17th is 7:05. So this is my opportunity to do one final promotion for the Jingle Bell Run in Concord, because if you're listening to this on the 16th or 17th, there's plenty of time to get over to the Runlet School for the third of the three Jingle Bell Runs. So the first one was on December 3rd in Freeport. We had over 500 runners in Freeport, Maine. And then last week in Portsmouth, we had about 200 runners, and hopefully 200 runners or so or more on December 17th in Concord. All of the funds go to the Arthritis Foundation. The federal government is funding less and less on arthritis research, and people don't recognize this, but approximately one out of three or four people in New Hampshire and nationally are affected by arthritis. So that's probably over 300,000 people in New Hampshire. There's also a significant portion of that component that is youth. Most people view arthritis as the older generation, the seasoned veterans among us, including me. But no, it arthritis also affects youth. And we've had youth honorees, for example, in Portsmouth, Kathy Wilder was the of the Wilder group was the youth honoree, and she did a great job. Well, one of the great things about this radio program, it gives me an opportunity to catch up with the various not-for-profit organizations in New Hampshire, all of whom do a great job. Last week, for example, we had Lynn Sabian, who is the marketing director of the Capital Center of the Arts. And this week, we have Alyssa Thompson, who is the director at Breathe New Hampshire. Alyssa, thank you for joining me this weekend. You're actually the director of programs. And tell us about your background. And again, thank you for joining me on the 16th and 17th. I know this is a busy time of year, so thank you. But tell us how you got into this.
Well, sure. Thanks. Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure.
So I've actually worked in a nonprofit sector in New Hampshire for several years now, and I started at Breathe New Hampshire almost 2 years ago as the director of programs, so implementing programs across the state. And as I mentioned, I've worked in nonprofits, and it's a very important passion of mine, and especially now as we're in these winter months with thinking of colds and breathing, of course, and thinking, being mindful of, you know, everyone's certainly thinking of the winter colds and seasons and so forth, and thinking about our breathing and how it affects us. So happy to be here.
Great. Thank you. And part of your past experience, you were at JDRF, right?
So, I was, correct.
So for a couple of years, Northeast Delta Dental was one of the major sponsors of the gala. And, of course, juvenile diabetes, like juvenile arthritis, definitely obviously impacts the youth in New Hampshire. And you've also worked for the National MS Society. So congratulations on all your compelling work. Now, you were a community development sociology degree. You have that degree from UNH. So when you were going to school, did you think you were going to get into the not-for-profit world, or how did that all transpire?
Sure. Well, certainly during my studies, I had a lot of exposure to a lot of different things as far as economics and environment and how all things play a factor in our communities. But one of the things that I was able to do, and fortunate enough, was to do an internship with a not-for-profit in New Hampshire. So that really sort of helped dip my toe into the sector. And from there, I realized that was something I really enjoyed doing.
Awesome. All right, so let's fast forward. So you joined Breathe New Hampshire in February of 2016, so you're coming up on your two-year anniversary. So if I were going down the elevator with you, let's say 12 stories, tell us capture Breathe New Hampshire in a couple minutes for us.
Sure. Well, thank you. Breathe New Hampshire was actually founded in 1916, so we are about 101 years old, and we're the state's oldest nonprofit public health agency. And as Breathe New Hampshire, we focus on critical issues affecting lung health, so things like tobacco use, COPD, asthma, air quality and lung cancer, for example. But really, our mission, and it's always been our mission, despite having name changes over the 101-year history that we've had, is eliminating lung disease and improving the quality of life for those living with lung disease in the state. And I should note, we are a statewide organization, and we are based in the Mill Yard in Manchester.
Awesome. So since you've been around for over a century, obviously the organization has done a lot of work to remain vital and sustainability. So tell us about the funding and staffing. I mean, how do you keep it alive? Obviously, it's an extremely important topic, but since you've been involved in other not-for-profits, you know just about every not-for-profit has a compelling story, whether it's, you know, homelessness, food insecurity, the opioid crisis. So there's a lot of compelling stories out there. So how do you differentiate, or how do you get the message out in Breathe New Hampshire, and how have you sustained it over the years?
So over the years, it's really been a combination. We have a very small staff that works on all different areas of our organization. But really what we're able to do is, as far as differentiating it, is thinking about everybody needs to breathe. And we take for granted, if you don't have an issue that affects your lungs or a breathing issue, like asthma or COPD, you tend not to really think about it. You just go about your day and inhale and exhale and not really concerned about it. But if you are a person or know a person that is impacted by lung health, then you do take a step back and realize how vital it is. And the work that we do is really helping to keep lung health at the forefront of everybody's mind, really.
Definitely, you take that for granted. It's like mobility. You take it for granted until, you know, you have a broken leg or whatever. So tell us about COPD. Why don't you define it? And I know that November was COPD Awareness Month. So give us a recap of that month as well as COPD in general.
Sure. So COPD is also a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It's really what it is, a serious progressive lung disease. And at its core, it makes it hard to breathe because the airways are partly blocked. So COPD can also be known as chronic bronchitis or emphysema. But essentially what it is, it's an obstruction of the airways. And COPD is the umbrella term. So I think a lot of people, when they hear COPD, may not think or know exactly what it is, but it's really the umbrella term, again, for chronic bronchitis and emphysema. One of the compelling things that I think is important for people to realize is that COPD is the third leading cause of death in this country. And it does kill more than 120 Americans each year. So that's one death every 4 minutes. So when you really put into perspective of all of the various diseases out there, it is the third leading cause of death. And I think that's important for people to note. The other thing, too, is that here in New Hampshire, there's about 65,000 adults that have COPD and another 65,000 that have it but don't know it yet. They don't have that diagnosis. And I think a lot of the reason is a lot of the symptoms people don't recognize as being something more serious like COPD. They might think their shortness of breath is just a part of getting older and part of the aging process.
Tell us about some of the COPD programs, your wellness workshops and the support groups and something called Team Orange as well.
Sure. So we have a variety of programs that we offer to those that have COPD or to their loved ones. So Team Orange is a fun program that's actually going to be kicking off in the spring. It kicks off during Pulmonary Rehabilitation Week in March, and it runs through May. And basically what it is, it's a program to encourage people with COPD or other lung conditions to move more. So it's really thought that I have COPD, how am I ever going to be able to exercise? I can barely breathe. When in fact, the opposite is true. The more that you move and exercise, it will help with that lung capacity and help with the breathing. And so it's a fun program that we do. Participants compete with each other. They log their time that they spend exercising, and we do some fun prizes at the end.
Awesome. Now, does the Breathe New Hampshire have a website? So if I'm looking for a support group in terms of, you know, resources that are available to me?
Yes. People can find more information at breathenh.org.
Awesome. And tell us about the Eager Breathers Fresh Air Day Cruise. That sounds exciting.
It is. And actually, 2018 will be our 23rd year of the cruise on the MS Mount Washington. And again, this is really for people that have COPD or other chronic lung health conditions. it's an important day where they can just go out and enjoy themselves. So it's really a fun social event. We have people bring their family members. We have doctors on board, respiratory therapists on board, and it provides a safe and fun environment for them to spend the day with lunch. We have an onboard health fair, just cruising Lake Winnipesaukee, enjoying the scenery and enjoying each other's company.
Great. Now, you've been with the organization about 2 years, so coming into it, has anything surprised you in terms of, you know, maybe the number of people affected by COPD in New Hampshire? Has anything surprised you when you took the position? Obviously, you were interviewed and you did your homework, but as you've now been there close to 2 years, what has, if anything, has surprised you?
I think what's really surprised me is how many people are touched by COPD. So they may have not heard of it, or they don't really know what it is, but then once they find out and they say, oh, my neighbor has that, or a teacher I used to have has that, or somebody I know, has really trouble breathing, maybe that's what it could be. So one of the things that we do, and one of the events that we actually just did in November, we did a free breathing test. So it's a simple test. It just takes a few seconds, and it's called spirometry, which is something that if someone is experiencing some of the symptoms of COPD, they can just go to their doctor and get the test as well. But we do the test, and it does tell if somebody has the disease, or it's kind of that first line of diagnosis.
Awesome. So I'm going to give the contact information before the commercial break, 669-2411 or breathenh.org, and you're also on Facebook, correct?
Correct, yeah. They can find more information on Facebook.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio, and with me this weekend is Alyssa Thompson, who is the Director of Programs at Breathe New Hampshire. And Breathe New Hampshire contact information is 669-2411 or breathe with an E, nh.org, and they're also on Facebook. For those of you that like jazz orchestra holiday pops, if you listen to this, whether on the 16th or 17th at 4 p.m. at the Capitol Center of the Arts, we have the Capitol Jazz Orchestra Holiday Pops. Northeast Delta Dental is one of the sponsors, and I will be doing a little curtain announcement at the beginning of that concert. And then for my running friends, don't forget, there's the Jingle Bell Run in Concord, December 17th at 10 a.m., and that's right out of Runlet. So whether you're listening to this on the 16th or 17th, it's still time to go to that race. Your registration fee all goes to arthritis research. But today's topic is Breathe New Hampshire. Obviously, there's a relationship with arthritis too, I'm sure. But because as Alyssa will tell us momentarily, it's a collaboration with many organizations. But let's talk a little bit more about some of the wellness workshops, support groups, and then all the other programs that Breathe New Hampshire either facilitates or directly handles.
Sure. So for people that have COPD, we do wellness workshops around the state, and those really provide an overview of COPD and provide them with tools for how to live better through nutrition and things like medication and compliance. So those have become a really popular way to get some education out to people about how to manage the disease. The other thing that's really important with any chronic condition or any disease, really, but is having that support and having that network of people that get it. And so we're fortunate enough, we have a support group that runs at our office in Manchester once a month, and it's actually led by two volunteers that also have COPD. And so that's every second Wednesday of the month at 1 o'clock. And then there's also a new lung health support group starting at Portsmouth Regional Hospital next month, and that will be the first Tuesday of the month.
Awesome. And as you said, Alyssa, before the break, there are in New Hampshire alone, there are 65,000 people who have doctor-diagnosed COPD, and probably another 65,000 or so that don't know that they have it. And then that compelling statistic that you referenced, that nationally 120,000 people each year die of something related to COPD. So obviously, you know, very compelling. So there's a lot of other things you have going on. I know you put on a golf classic, and you also put on a vaping preventive program for youth, and you also collaborate with the state on some tobacco cessation programs. So let's get into all of that, so people know all the things that again that either Feed New Hampshire does in collaboration with an organization or takes a lead on it. No particular order, just as you see fit.
Sure. Well, I think the best thing that people can do when, since there is no cure for COPD, people can take steps to breathe easier. So the number one thing, of course, is to quit smoking. And people have heard that time and again that, you know, don't smoke, it's not good for you and all of that. But really, when you are up close and you get to know these people that are affected by these lung diseases as a result of smoking, and smoking is the major cause of COPD. And so most cases of COPD are preventable if people just don't smoke. So I think how we're really going to move the needle with the disease is to prevent people and prevention. And that's sort of where some of our other programming comes into play when we talk about youth and trying to get the high school and middle schoolers especially not to start at all.
So do you, on tobacco cessation programs, you collaborate with the state on these?
So the state of New Hampshire has a great quit line. It's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And people can sign up and be paired with a quit coach that will help them really work through the process. The state also provides nicotine replacement therapy while supplies last. So that's another important tool that people can take advantage of to help them in their quit journey.
Awesome. Great work. Now, believe it or not, vaping is out there, and to some extent that started as an alternative to smoking, but now has equally deleterious effects. We've had Dr. David Hamlin on explaining that, and we've had other people obviously on as well about the smoking. So tell us about the vaping prevention programs and why that's really important.
Sure. So at Breathe New Hampshire, our focus as far as the vaping is really on the youth, getting them not to do it and to understand what it really is. Unfortunately, teens have really gotten the message that smoking real cigarettes is bad, which is a good thing, but they're also misunderstanding. They think vaping is the safe alternative. So on the one hand, they're not smoking cigarettes, but unfortunately, they're taking up vaping. And actually, a new study that I just saw this morning talked about that teens who vape with e-cigarettes are 7 times more likely to smoke cigarettes eventually. So certainly, you know, we talk about vaping as a means for some people to quit smoking. While some people may use that as a bridge to get them to quit, for adults, with teens, it's never a good idea. We don't want them smoking or vaping. And in fact, Breathe New Hampshire was involved with the passage of a law back in 2010 that prohibited the sale of e-cigarettes to minors.
So that's a very compelling statistic that they're into vaping or e-cigarettes. They're more likely to smoke than regular cigarettes. And it's, you know, just in general, and Dr. David Hamlin explained how vaping and e-cigarettes can be also deleterious to oral health. So you need to get the word out, of course. So I think you do some legislative breakfast. So tell us about what you do there.
Sure. So we have an annual legislative breakfast at the State House, and really it's an opportunity for us and our constituents to meet with our legislators and to make sure that any legislation or bill affecting especially lung health and certainly air quality as well falls under that it's really at the forefront. And we're also being part of the public health landscape in the state. We're also advocating for public health at large. So if there's any issues that are affecting public health, we certainly want to bring that to their attention. And part of how we do that is we have a Breathe Action Team, which is essentially our advocacy network, really a way to bring people together and mobilize them, sharing their stories, urging their legislators to support initiatives that will help clean the air, make lung health a priority for everyone in the state.
This is really cool because Breathe New Hampshire has the public policy angle through this legislative forum, and then you have what I call boots on the street, a lot of support groups and wellness workshops and so on. So it's a great combination. Tell us about two more things, and then we'll get into ways the public can help support and get involved with Breathe New Hampshire. Tell us about Bag the Butts and Asthma Care for Kids.
Sure. Well, Bag the Butts is our annual Earth Day cleanup. We've been doing that now for several years. And really what it is when you think about it, and you see these everywhere, but cigarette butts really are the world's greatest environmental litter problem. And a lot of people think that the filters on them that look like cotton, they're actually these thin plastic filters, and they can take years and years in some cases to decompose. So this is an annual cleanup event with schools and youth-based organizations. We provide the toolkits with the gloves and the bags and all of that fun stuff, but it's really an opportunity to pick up the cigarette butts. And really when we collect them, we put them into these large water cooler type of things and to see that visual really hits home as far as how much of a problem it really is.
And Asthma Care for Kids?
So that's a workshop that we do. It's really geared for childcare educators and teachers and coaches, and it's an asthma 101. So it's really giving people the basics of what to look for as far as symptoms and triggers and treatments. And that's for anyone that is involved with children that have asthma.
Awesome. So ways to support and get involved with Breathe New Hampshire. I know you have a golf classic. And again, I'll give the contact information, 669-2411 or breathenh.org. So you have an annual golf classic. So tell us about that.
So we have an annual golf event. And so if there's any golfers out there that are interested in golf, it's a great event. We are changing some things up a bit for 2018. So stay tuned for details on that. But it's a great way to support the organization in which, you know, supports lung health. And we have a lot of other great opportunities as well. But I have to say, as a non-for-profit, volunteers is really at the core of what we do. And so as a small staff, we really cannot do our jobs without the support of our volunteers.
So if we've energized someone that wants to get involved with a not-for-profit in Breathe New Hampshire, they would just call 669-2411 and maybe who do they ask for and what are some of the volunteer opportunities?
Sure. So they could certainly give us a call, and depends on what type of volunteering they want to do. Maybe there's a one-time thing that they want to get involved with at our cruise or our golf classic, or maybe it's more of a longer term initiative where they want to get involved with starting a support group. So there's a lot of different ways to get involved.
And tell us about two other things, the world famous Fun Pass, as well as the vehicle donation program.
So we are also known, besides being Breathe New Hampshire, we're also known as, in supporting lung health, we're also known as the Fun Pass folks. So a lot of families, I'm sure, out there listening may have heard of the book. And what it is, it's a discount coupon book for attractions all around New England, a lot of family fun attractions like water parks, amusement parks, and zoos. And it's a great book. It's for $35, and that includes free shipping. You can get all kinds of discounts, again, at all sorts of attractions. And I know I have small children, so it's a great way to sort of say, what do we want to do this weekend? Kind of go through the Fun Pass and see what's out there and take advantage of those great discounts.
Awesome. And the vehicle donation program?
So again, if somebody has a used car or truck or even a boat, they can donate it to Breathe New Hampshire, and that also helps support our mission.
Awesome. So, listening audience, let's step up to the plate. We know that there have been 65,000 people in New Hampshire diagnosed with COPD, probably another 65,000 who don't know they maybe have the problem. And every year, over 120,000 people die of COPD. So, as you leave us this weekend, what's the one thing you want to, if folks remember one thing, what would that be, Alyssa?
Well, I think if they themselves or somebody they know has the symptoms of COPD, don't wait for them to become severe. Really talking to the doctor and finding out what it is. And like many chronic conditions, the progress of COPD can be slowed with proper treatment. So the sooner the treatment starts, the better your lungs and the better for your overall health.
Awesome. So the contact information is breathenh.org, 669-2411. Alyssa Thompson, thank you for joining me, and you're doing a great job as a director of programs, and certainly I've learned something, as I always do, and I hope we've generated some interest in the public. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom.